the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. We celebrate today the solemnity of the purification. And today, for yesterday, we had the blessing of the candles. Blessing of the candles that is made in violet. I wanted to propose you candles, but they disappear from the sacristy. The blessing of the candle is in violet because there are three particular blessings in the church. Three great blessings. Blessing of the ashes, blessing of the palms, blessing of the candles. And these three blessings are in violet. Why? Because they all link us to the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The ashes, to remember the fact that we are going to be reunited with God to die, that we are dust. The palms, that we are going to be risen in our Lord Jesus Christ. The candles, that through the passion of Christ, we become lights, and we have the possibility to shine around. And indeed, the old man Simeon, received today, for the first time, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the first time, our Lord Jesus Christ comes to his own house. Before he was forced to live in a cave and to be born then. The gospel says that the kings saw him in a little house where he moved. But on the presentation of our Lord, he comes to his home, the temple, because the temple of Jerusalem belongs to him, is made for him. He is the one who lives in the ark. And the old man Simon is taking the child, and through special revelation, is able to see way beyond the body of his little baby. He is able to see the Savior of mankind. And instantly, the first reaction of Simeon is to take the child and to present the child to the world. Behold. Behold the salvation of Israel. A light for the revelation of the Gentile. Prepared for the face of all people. Thirty-three years later, again, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be presented to the world the same way. Behold, the Savior of the world. But at that time, that not the arms of the old Simeon that hold him, but the arms of the cross. And same thing. Our Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us. Salvation of our soul. And today, once again, our Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us, held high, like with Simeon, like on the cross, held high in the hand of the priest at the moment of the consecration. Behold, says the priest, the salvation of the world. In your face, you see him present the same way as Simeon proposed it to the world, the same way that they saw him on the cross, the same way that he is here present for you. Salvation of our soul. The candles that are given on the purification are sacramentals. Sacramentals that are offered to help body and soul. Sacramentals that are supposed to be lit during storms, cataclysm as a protection. Sacramentals that are to be lit during the time of temptations to push away the devil. Sacramentals that are going to be lit at the moment of death if somebody in your family or yourself is passing through this terrible moment of death. Light candles, blessed candle on their side. It chases away the devil. But what's the meaning of these candles? They represent our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, light of light. They invite us to be lights as Christ is. On the very day of your baptism, you have been given a candle. And the church told you, keep this candle lit, symbol of your baptism, of your purity, of your holiness. And so, this light is given to us. And through us, Christ shows himself to the world. So let us not live in fear or in shame to be Catholic. If somebody asks you, what is your religion? What is your faith? Something is wrong. They should know immediately. Not because you need to wear a rosary around your neck every day, no. But because our attitude, our love for each other, our silent and discreet prayer of the rosary should be clear witness that this light shines in us. And if Christ is light, he is also fire. That is the kind of light that Christ is. And this fire is to burn in our soul, to be the strength that we need to bring him and ourselves to each other and to heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.